For the world I own, I'm so happy, shouting, singing, where the milk and honey flows. I will sing you, oh, the land and o'er the sea.
Did he? Get your guitar, buddy. We'll get you to sing here in just a minute. You know that song, Brother Richard, Wayfaring Stranger? Can you sing that?
I don't know the words.
We hit it in the book. Can you sing it?
I don't know.
I'm a poor wayfaring stranger.
We ain't gonna record it.
We ain't gonna record it. Come on now. Let's see what we can find out here. It ain't going to be there. I got me an old songbook out this morning. I was looking through that thing. Man, I just got blessed just reading some of the names of the songs. Amen. That must be a really old song. That is the name of it, ain't it? Wayfaring Stranger. I'm a poor wayfaring stranger. That may not be the name of it. Well, got you out of Latin, brother. Can't find it. Sing whatever you want to there.
I've had one of the managers that I probably forgot an old song and I probably not forgot the words to, but it takes a lot to embarrass me, but that's why I was trying.
Sing it for the glory of God.
It's right here. Remember the word. Some of you remember it. Some may not. Father, let it pass from me. just suppose, call heaven's angels, and from my hand, pull these nails that torment me. Oh, had it not been for a place called Mount Calvary,
yes, thank the Lord.
Had it not been for the old rugged cross,
amen. Thank you, buddy.
Had it not been for this man called Jesus, then forever my sin would be gone. Oh, had it not been for a place called Mount Calvary, and had it not been for the old rugged cross, had it not been for this man called Jesus, then forever my soul would be whole.
Amen.
I'm sure that's not word for word. There may be another verse to it.
All right.
But the point's there, you know. And I think on that a lot, especially these days when I see people, how they act and attitudes, that how little I am, you know. I ain't got nothing to boast of, you know, just Him, just His blood.
That's right.
Amen.
My boast is in Him, brother.
Somebody has something on me, think I can't. I don't have
it. I know Sister Sophie wants you to sing Roll Over the Wave. Aaron did.
Is that what she wants me to sing? When Stephen was accused, lonely and bewildered, no one on that day would stand by his side. Well, he just looked up to heaven, to the right hand of the Father.
Amen.
And he
rolled
him over the time.
Woo! Hallelujah!
I never said a prayer that he could not answer. I've never shed a tear he could not dry. When the wings of life are so high you can't mount them, he will roll you over.
Bless your soul. Bless your heart.
Now when this world is closing,
glory to God.
My life becomes a burden. Now I want to run, but there's no place to hide.
Thank you, brother.
I just look up like old Stephen to the right hand,
yes,
of the Father, and He rolls me over. I've never said a prayer He could not answer, and I've never shed a tear He could not dry.
Amen.
When the wings of life go so high, you can't mount them. Then he rolls you over.
driving cars. He got his guitar. Want to get him from up there? Huh? That's wonderful.
That his
test is all so good. That's wonderful, sister. Yeah. Bible said things are impossible, men are possible God. I can't really explain God. I just tell you this, you ain't gonna get too far without him. Amen.
He's got no mother,
amen, sister Sophie. Amen. Come on up here, Luke. Luke went out there in the car and got his guitar. And praise the Lord. We'll get him to sing a couple this morning. And then we'll try our best to preach. I got my voice back a while ago. I don't know how, but I did. I'm praising the Lord. Hope it stays with me. Grace of God. Paul said, by the grace of God, I am what I am. You won't get too far without the grace of God. I appreciate Luke.
I'd like to thank God for what he did.
Amen.
I remember when he was just a little
yeah.
Kid. And to see him sing like that.
Yeah. Hallelujah, Molly. Amen. Yeah. Bible said, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. And I like it. I didn't realize the Sophie's wanting to testify a minute ago, and I didn't realize Molly's wanting to testify, but I'm always in favor of testifying. The Bible said when they testified, they sung a hymn when they was in the garden there. I think testimony is important. I think we need to do more of it. The Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. We say so little. I need some cheerleaders, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
But we want to open our Bibles, if you would please. We're going to have a meal after the service today, so don't be in no hurry to leave. Open up our Bibles, 1 Corinthians chapter 14. 1 Corinthians chapter 14. We won't read too much scripture today. We may be a little long preaching. I don't know. I'll do my best. I don't know how to handle this message here. It's burning all over the place for me. 1 Corinthians chapter 14. We'll read the first. Well, we'll just go ahead and read the whole verse there. Verse number 33 says, "For God is not the author of confusion,
amen,
but of peace, as in all churches of the saints." Now, I know this whole context is talking about speaking in tongues. And actually, it talks about that preaching is the greatest of all the gifts. If you've got a Scofield Bible, you can look over there at the heading of 1 Corinthians chapter 14. And it talks about prophecy is the greatest of the gifts. Then Paul here is kind of setting the order for the church. He's telling them some of the things they're doing is out of order and some of the things in order. And one of the things that he talked about here got in the category of confusion. Now, I want to preach this morning on why is there so much confusion. And pray with me, please, that my voice will hold up. I must deliver this message today. Lord, we thank you, Father, for the privilege to be able to stand for the Word of God. Lord, in such a day as we're living right now. Lord, when many, Father, have seemed like, Lord, they've lost interest and they've underestimated the value of the Word of God today. I pray even today, Lord, you bring to our remembrance days gone by and moments, Lord, that we have forgotten, Lord, in our walk with you that are monumental. It calls us, Lord, to be bold as a lion, to rise up at any occasion and go for the glory of God. Lord, we thank and praise you for whatever you do today. Pray you'll save the lost that are here. Pray you'll bless those that are saved. May you make that difference known. And we'll thank and praise you. Ask it in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Why is there so much confusion? I just got 3 points here. But when I fold this thing out to 2 pages, that means I've got quite a bit of territory. But a lot of people are confused about what it means to be saved. And I've done a lot of witnessing. I still do a lot of witnessing to this day. I witnessed both small and great, testifying none other than Jesus Christ is the only Savior there is. But a lot of people are confused about what it means to be saved. And some of that's mentioned in St. John chapter 3. There's Nicodemus, ruler of the Jews. Jesus talking to him. And this man, even though he's a teacher of the law, even though he knows the Bible, a lot of people know the Bible, and they're like Nicodemus when it comes to salvation, they're a little bit confused. And Nicodemus said, "How can these things be?" He said, "How can a man be born when he's old?" Jesus told Nicodemus, just clear as a bell, right up front, said, "Marvel not, I say unto you, you must be born again." Some people think they're saved because they've been baptized. Some people think they're saved because they joined the church. But the Lord said, "Marvel not, I say unto you, you must be born again." I got adopted in the family of God, got born in the family of God April 27th, 1988. I still don't understand everything there is about it, but I do know one thing. That day right there, He gave me of His Spirit. And His Spirit bears witness my spirit that I am a child of God. I got begotten into the family of God. Now He's my Father. And my name's in the book. A lot of people would ask if they've been saved. One guy said, "Yeah, I was drowning one time. A guy jumped in and saved me." And it was the truth. But it wasn't the truth I was asking. I meant, are you born again? Are you going to heaven? Another guy, Jessica, he said, "Yeah, I got pulled out of a burning car by some policemen. And they saved me." And that's true. But a lot of people are confused on what it means to be saved. And they take sacraments and they try to keep the Ten Commandments, and they try to do all kind of things to be saved. And there's only one thing you can do to be saved, and that's believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. That's about as clear as I know how to make it. But a lot of people are confused about the matter of salvation. Nicodemus was confused. Jesus said, that which is flesh is flesh, and that which is spirit is spirit. I mean, they're different one from another. You're either in the flesh or you're in the spirit. You're the same going to heaven, or you're lost in your sins and you're going to hell. And somebody needs to get to you before you make it. Amen. It's a simple salvation. Jude said, it's only one chapter, verse 3. He said, I thought it meant needful, brethren, to write unto you of the common salvation. It's just simple. Paul said many have done harm to the simplicity that's in Christ. In 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3. It's real simple. 1 John 5, 12 says, he that has the Son has life. He that has not the Son of God hath not life. But a lot of people are confused about it. Not just today, but in days gone by. They're mentioned in Matthew chapter 7. Jesus said in verse 23 and 23, he said, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied or preached in thy name? Some preachers ain't going to make it, Molly. You know, there's probably some men probably preach circles. I know Brother Eddie, but they ain't saved. Man, I'll tell you right now, man ain't saved. They ain't got no business up here. The Bible says a true witness delivers souls. He that winneth souls is wise. And I'll tell you what, some men are eloquent when it comes to speaking. They're great speakers. They know how to put the words together and how to frame everything. It fits right, sounds right. We're all impressed. Herod gave a speech one day, and they said it's a speech of a God, not of a man. He didn't give God the glory. God smote him. The worms ate him up because he should have gave God the glory, but he didn't. And a lot of men fall in that kind of category. But a man will say to me that day, Jesus said, they'll say, Lord, Lord, if we're not prophesied or preached in thy name, and in thy name cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works, and he said, then I'll profess unto them, I never knew you. Amen. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. That's what it means to be saved. He'll know you. Yeah. He said in John 10, verse 14, he said, I'm the good shepherd, I know my sheep. Paul said in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12, I know in whom I have believed. I'm persuaded he's able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 19 says, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are His. He knows me. I know Him. Another I'll not follow. He's a leading. I'm a following. And that's why the psalmist said, the Lord is my shepherd. Amen. I shall not want. A lot of people neither are confused about what it means to be saved. I just got 3 points. It'll get deeper as I get into these points. The last is probably the deepest one of them all. But salvation, God made it so simple. A little Chelsea over there could get saved. I've had little children come up to me. I remember little Alexa back here, Keith's granddaughter, I guess. She's not here this morning, but she come up here. I seen she was all teary-eyed, and I said, what's the matter, Alexis? She didn't say nothing. I said, tell Brother Eddie what you come up here for. And she finally got it out. She said, I need to be saved. And I said, well, let's kneel down. You got to tell Jesus what you just told me. Tell Jesus you need to be saved. And I didn't know this, but was that you, Gayla? Gayla was over there praying with Jade. Jade's younger than Alexis, but simple. Jesus said, simple little children to come unto me and forbear them not. It's not complicated, it's simple. It's a simple thing. If they can just say, I need to be saved and call upon Him, it's rich in mercy. I'll call upon Him, they get saved. Amen. Somebody said, there's got to be more to it than that. Jesse, if there was more to it than that, there wouldn't nobody get saved. God done it so simple. Believe and receive and be saved. Amen. Some men come to some men in a jail in Acts chapter 16, verse 30. That Philippian jailer fell down at the feet of Paul and Silas after they got done singing. And man, God sent an earthquake and opened the doors and set all the prisoners free. And that jailer fell in and said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? And they just gave him a simple answer. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. One verse is all it took. I tell you what, it takes faith to believe. And without faith, you can't please Him. The Bible said the Word didn't profit Israel because it wasn't mixed with faith. And I'll tell you what, without faith, you ain't going to get what you want from God. You come to Him believing. I remember Brother Melvin, a man told me, he said, Eddie, Jesus will save you if you'll just ask Him. I believe that, buddy.
Yeah, right.
He said, Jesus wants to save you. He's just waiting for you to ask Him. Man, I couldn't wait. I needed to find me a place for repentance. I don't know how to pray. I don't know what to say, but I knelt down and I said, Dear Lord, somebody told me you love me. Somebody told me if I'd ask you, you'd forgive me and save me. I said, the best way I know how, right here, right now, I'm asking you to save me. And there's so much God moved in, there wasn't no room for nothing else. Hallelujah. Glory! I went back there and looked in the mirror, and the mirror couldn't show it all, but I couldn't hide it all neither. Glory, I went all over God's goal, telling people, Hallelujah! Anyway, God saved. I tell you what, it messed some of them up. They said, what happened to him? I can't explain it. But I'll tell you what, it's still there. Hallelujah. Glory. Man, I went in and left the bed building supply. I apologized to the woman for giving her a cousin. I said, ma'am, I'm sorry. I didn't even know I gave you a cousin. I got outside. My cousin told me I gave you a cousin. She said, son, you're forgiven the day you left, but I'm glad you come back and told me you got saved because I've been praying for you.
Amen.
I went to Park Avenue Furniture. I went in there and apologized to a man for bragging about how drunk I was going to get when I got home. And I was being mean that day. I knew he was a preacher. And I hated him without a cause, but I did. I just wanted to know I ran that movie and I was going to go home and get drunk. And I bragged about how drunk I was going to get. I saw the pain in his eye. I saw that inflicted injury to him. I went to him. I said, Buddy, I'm sorry about that day. I've got saved since then. Won't you forgive me? He hugged me and said, You're forgiven, son. Hallelujah. Run my mama down. Said, Mama, I got saved. And she couldn't brush it away, so she just told me when I got home, look up the word fanatic. That's what it was. Hallelujah. But salvation, boy, you get it like a measles. You get it show up somewhere. But some people are confused about salvation. The Bible said in Philippians chapter 2, verse 12, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. You don't need Brother Eddie to tell you you're saved. You need to be able to know you're saved. The Bible said, examine yourself, prove yourself, know yourself whether you're saved or not. You need to know it. And it is something you can know. I mean, but it's a blessing to know. It's why Paul said, I know in whom I have believed, and I'm persuaded he's able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. I'll tell you what, if the world was saved, it'd be better off. I got a feeling we got a lot of missed launches. They didn't make it. But I'm glad I know I'm saved. I'm glad people can know they're saved if they'll just get to Jesus. He's the door of heaven. Matter of fact, Acts chapter 4, verse 12 says there's no other name given under heaven whereby we must be saved. Amen. The name Jesus. All right. Second point. Molly hit on this in Sunday school class. I thought she was going to preach my message today. But a lot of people are confused about which Bible is the Word of God. I just said God's not the author of confusion. I know we've got many Bibles down here. I just found out yesterday we've got a Queen James Bible. My pastor was telling me about this yesterday. He said, you know they got a Queen James Bible? I said, no, I ain't sure. I want to know about it anyway. But he was telling me, he said, yeah, go on the internet, type it in, Queen James Bible. I said, I don't want to know about that. I already know the King James Bible. Amen? But I'll tell you right now, we're begotten by the Word. The engrafted Word, which is able to save our souls, without that incorruptible seed of the Word of God, we can't be saved to begin with. And I want you to know from day one, the devil attacked the Word of God, and the first commandment God gave was to Adam, and he said, of all the trees of the garden, thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. Then Genesis chapter 3, here's the serpent. He comes up to Eve. And he said, yea, have God said. He's already questioning the Word of God. And I've met some of them people like that. He said, yea, have God said. He said, you shall not surely die. For God doeth know in the day that thou eatest thereof, you'll be like God, knowing the difference between good and evil. And the Bible said that Eve saw that tree to be desired to make one wise. And she took Jessica, and she did eat of it, and she gave to her husband, and he did eat of it. And the first thing they noticed, Peyton, is they noticed he's naked. When I was a little bitty boy, I used to walk through the house like a monkey. And I didn't know it. And I've seen other little babies do it. There came a time in my life, I knew I needed some clothes on, I put them on. That age of innocency. That's where they were. Adam and Eve were in that stage of innocency. But Jessica, when they eat, that thing God told them not to eat of, the Bible said they knew this naked. And they took fig leaves and sewed them together and made an apron for them. That tells me that they were knowledgeable now of something they weren't knowledgeable of before. And now sin entered into the world. The Bible said in Romans chapter 5, by one man sin entered into the world and death by sin. That's passed upon all men. Which Bible is the Word of God? Now, I've heard people say this, and you have too. I want to try to find me a church somewhere where I can feel comfortable. I tell you what, just get saved. You'll feel comfortable anywhere. Amen? Hallelujah. I remember, praise God, I used to sit back there and think somebody done told him everything ever done, but it wasn't there. It was just I wasn't right with God, and God was speaking to me, trying to get me in the will of God, and once you get that, let it rip, amen. Hallelujah. Preach on hell, amen, the whole service. Amen. I'll just be shouting all over the place, being glad I ain't going to that dreadful place no more. Amen. But one thing you don't want to do is go somewhere where it ain't the Word of God. Now, I agree the Word of God's quick, powerful, sharp, need two-edged sword, dividing the center of soul and spirit. I'll tell you what, it'll cut deep. But you get right with God, and you won't have to worry about going somewhere where you feel comfortable. But a lot of people are confused about which Bible is the Word of God. Luke chapter 11, verse 11 says, if a son, y'all come on in, just perfect. If a son asks bread of his father, will he give him a stone? You know, I got a son. If he asks me some bread, I ain't going to give him no rock. How you doing this morning, young lady? Good to have y'all here. Hallelujah. Good to have you. God bless you. Amen. A lot of people are confused which Bible is the Word of God. And the Bible said in Luke 11, verse 11, good to have our visitors here this morning. I'll make them welcome. If a son asks bread of his father, will he give him a stone? If he asks him a fish, will he give him a serpent? If he asks him for an egg, will he give him a scorpion? Now, I know those are just examples, but just think about this. When somebody asks for a Bible, which kind of Bible should I give them? Now, there's a Bible laying up on the front row up here. It's laying right here. I brought this Bible for a man that was here one time. He didn't have King James Bible. He had NIV. You're pretty dogmatic, Brother Eddie. I don't want to give him a serpent. I want to give him, you know, something good. But let me say this about the King James Bible. You can hate me for it, love me for it. It's got zero omissions. It's got zero additions. It's wrote on a third grade level. It's not like you got to be a rocket scientist to understand it. But you do need the help of God to understand the Bible. I'm telling you, buddy, it won't make no sense without God's help. First thing you need to do is get saved so the light of the Word will come on. And then with the light, take the author of the Word. And I'll tell you what, buddy, you can get a long ways in the Word of God. I got saved kind of late in life. I was 34 years old, but I did get saved. And the first thing I wanted to do was read my Bible through for the end of the year. April the 27th, 1988, I somehow finished reading the Bible through before January the 1st. There's a few times Jesse had to put it down and fall down and weep and tell the Lord, I'm sorry, I had to put up with me. Man, it's like seeing yourself in a mirror where you see the real you.
Yeah.
I've been looking in my mirror for a long time, Brother Melvin. Though Eddie didn't look too bad in my mirror. But when I saw Eddie in God's mirror, I saw all the dross I had, and I fell down. I said, I'm sorry, Lord. You had to put up with me all those years.
Amen.
Man, oh man. James said, a man behold himself as a mirror.
Yeah.
I beheld myself in the Word of God, but I saw the real Eddie Wade, and it wasn't as pleasant as I thought he was. I had a lot of problems. Me and the Lord worked on them. We're getting straightened out. But that Bible's important. Without the Word of God, you ain't going to get saved. I'll tell you right now, The Bible is so important that Jesus said, heaven and earth will pass away, but my word shall not pass away. He said, God magnified His word above all His name. He commanded to 1,000 generations. I'm telling you, we need the word of God more so today than ever. But you got so many today, they say this is, this is another testimony of that or whatever. Listen, Paul said this. He said, if we, talking about himself, Paul, in Galatians chapter 1, verse 8 and 9, though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than this gospel, he said, let him be accursed. Now the Bible said in Titus chapter 2, verse 8, sound doctrine that cannot be condemned. So, if there is sound doctrine that cannot be condemned, there must be other doctrine that can be condemned. I'm going somewhere. It just take me a little while to make the circle here. When I first got saved, the second year after I got saved, I worked with a man. And, I'll go ahead and tell you his name. He done passed away. He died a little bit after I got saved. He didn't live very long. That man's name was Dalton Stevens. He was an elder in a Mormon church. He came to me the second year after I got saved. He said, Eddie, I heard you read your Bible all the way through. I said, that's right, I did. He said, well, I got something I want to give you. And he gave me a Book of Mormon. And I said, what's this? He said, it goes hand in hand with the Bible. Eddie, I've read it. You'll really like it. I'm about as dumb as a box of rocks. I ain't as dumb as I used to be. But I'll tell you what, I didn't pray over that thing. I got home, I put babies to bed. My wife was staying with a sick elderly woman. We was spreading ourselves beyond measure. We just got saved. And man, there was just so much need to be done. And we were covering a lot of ground. But anyway, I'm home alone. I put the babies in bed. I got that Book of Mormon out, Levi. The first thing I read in the Book of Mormon is a testimony of Joseph Smith. And Joseph Smith was approached by an angel. That angel told him where some golden tablets were. Told him where to go find them. He went and dug them up. And that angel translated them for him. And from those golden tablets, he wrote the Book of Mormon. Now, Paul said in Galatians chapter 1, verse 7 and 8, he said, though we are an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel than this gospel, he said, let them be accursed. Now, I read that testimony of Joseph Smith. And I'll be honest with you, I ain't got nothing to hide. I swallowed it, hook, line, and sinker. I couldn't imagine being any further in than what I was. After I read that testimony, my eyes were big as the hubcaps on a Datsun car, I guess. I started reading, I guess, what you call the Scripture of the Book of Mormon. Had not God intervened, I guess I'd have read it all. As I'm laying on my bed, Brother Bobby, God spoke to me and He said, why ain't you reading my Word? Now, y'all might not realize this, but the fear of God come up on me, boy. And I mean, I closed that thing up like a little boy got caught in his hand in the cookie jar. I didn't look up, but I felt like God was right on top of me. And I ain't telling you no spin, no yarn. I just hope you don't ever get in the predicament I was in. I said, Father, I want you to forgive me. I said, I'm sorry. It was told me that this was your word. Forgive me for this mistake. Help me never make a mistake like this again. God's my witness in this matter. Y'all never know it. You wasn't there. Jesse, for 7 days, the Bible, my Bible, King James, Bible, Word of God, was just ink on paper, just letter, no spirit. I mean, just my little be reading the Daily Times. Nothing coming out, just staying there. Nothing flowing in, nothing. Man, I wept. I prayed. Lord, open your Word back up to me. I'm sorry. After 7 days of chastening, God opened His Word back up to me. I'll tell you what, if God hadn't intervened, I'd have read that. I'd have read it all the way through. But Paul said, let them be accursed. You know, one of the biggest growing things in the world today is the Mormon church. That don't make it right. I'm telling you, those 10,000, that don't make it right. I'll tell you what, buddy, you better be careful. Don't be confused about which Bible's the Word of God. If you don't have a dollar store, King James Bible, you can buy a King James Bible for $1. If you don't have a King James Bible, when I left church day, I just throw what I got out the window or take it home, use it for kindling. It'd be like having a rattlesnake land in your house. You'd be taking a chance. You're off of dogmatic, Brother Eddie. If you'd been where I was in that bedroom at 9000 Ebbing Road that day, you'd have the fear of God to know why I'm telling you what I'm telling you today. Don't be confused about which Bible's the Word of God. God's not the author of confusion. God said what He meant. Molly meant what He said. But I'll tell you what, a lot of people are confused about what it means to be saved. A lot of people are confused about which Bible's the Word of God. And I'll tell you what, buddy. If you're not reading the right Word, you ain't going to get the right results. And I'll tell you right now, buddy, God, the Bible said the Lord gave the Word. Great was the coming of those that published it. Psalm 68, verse 11. He gave it. We got it. And you need to draw to it and find in there. It's just loaded with benefits and blessings from God. Find the promises that He wrote in there to you. The exceeding great precious promises. God's Word and claim them. Amen. I don't know how y'all pray, but I get in that Bible there. I find a promise in there that applies to Eddie Wade. And I stand on it, James. I say, Lord, Your Word says right here, Psalm 34, verse 6, this poor man cried and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his trouble. I said, Lord, I'm in trouble. Amen. Jeremiah 33:3, call upon me in the day of trouble and I'll show you great and mighty things. You know not, find them promises in there and stand on them. You'll find out God will honor His Word, young lady. He'll honor that Word. Amen. I'll tell you what, buddy. Don't be confused about salvation. Don't be confused about which Bible's the Word of God. And this last point, it's kind of rough. I wish I could get around it. Got a lot of children here. Try to be as straight as I can. A lot of people are confused about their sexuality. I filled out an application for a job one time, Sophia. It embarrassed me to fill this application out. That application said, which sex best describes you, in as big as letters as I could put in that little bitty line. I put the biggest M-A-L-E I could in that line. I wanted to know I wasn't confused. It said, are you married or do you have a significant other? I've been married 38 years, and for what little space they gave me, I wanted them to know for sure that I did not have a significant other. That was a job application. But it's got further than that now. These little children here, a little Peyton sitting there yawning, they're being attacked in our schools at her age level. Deliberately attacked. Two things. One of them is about their sexuality and the other is about being a Mormon. I don't know if y'all watch the news much this week or not, but as the kids out on spring break, they was asking them how things was in college. They said all they're trying to do is make Muslims out of us. Not Mormons, but Muslims out of us. They said that's all they tell us. You got to be a Muslim. You ain't going to make it. Well, God says otherwise. He says you must be born again. Amen. Our children, my point is there, they're being attacked. That's what I'm trying to say. Now let me get on up here. Like I said, I'll try to be discreet. But they're trying to get our young people confused about their sexuality. And you know, when you're young, little boys, little Luke back there, he probably ain't interested in girls. They tell him, they say, you're like us. You're not interested in girls. They're vulnerable when they're that age. There comes an age and he starts to notice the little girls. He may already have a girlfriend. I don't know. He's pretty red-faced back there. And little Chelsea, she may not be interested in boys yet, but she may have two or three boyfriends. I don't know. But I'd rather have two or three boyfriends than have a girlfriend anyway. But they're trying to attack our young people while they're vulnerable. Our schools are not what they used to be. Used to be the only book they had in the schools was the Word of God. Amen. And they taught children things that stay with them for the rest of their life. Amen. Now they teach you stuff that ain't got no nothing to do with life at all. Dismiss it. But Jesus said in Matthew chapter 19, verse 3 through 6, He said, have you not read that He which made them at the beginning made them male and female? Now Leviticus chapter 18, verse 22 through 23, talks about if a man lie with a man like with womankind, William, it says it's confusion. It don't make no sense. It's confusion. They're trying to get our people confused, our young people. I don't know if you know it yet or not. I still ain't too savvy on Facebook. Anthony got me on there one time, and I was able to put on there and invite people to church. But now on Facebook, you get to vote whether you're for same-sex unions or not. I don't know if anybody's aware of that yet or not. They got a little plus or minus or something over there. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? But Facebook now has got it on there now where you can vote whether you're in favor of same-sex unions or not. I'll just say this, you get your face in the right book, and you won't have to worry about filling that out wrong, amen. God says abomination. I'll tell you what, buddy said it was confusion. And I'll tell you right now, buddy, our world is falling by the wayside because we're getting too far from the Word of God, amen. That's repeated also in Leviticus chapter 20, verse 12. But what saith the Scripture? That make a big clearing of all this. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 21, and Proverbs chapter 16, verse 5 and 6 says, though hand joined with hand, they will be punished. In other words, popularity is not going to make it when you stand before God. I don't care how many of you agree. If you don't agree with the Word of God, you're going to find out, buddy, you're going to be in trouble when you stand and give an account to the Word of God. Ecclesiastes chapter 12 says, let's hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments. For this is the whole duty of man. Verse 14 says, for God to bring every work into judgment, whether it be good or whether it be evil.
Amen.
I'm telling you, all them polls won't matter then. I don't care how many percent are for it. I'll tell you right now, I'm against it. I think children will be brought up right. I think they'll be taught right. They'll be loved right. They'll be led right. I'll tell you right now, if we don't do it right, we're going to end up with a mess, amen.
Amen.
Whew. Psalm chapter 2, verse 1 says, why do the heathen rage? I'll tell you why they rage. They're full of devil. That's why.
Right.
Amen, Anita. It says, why do the heathen rage? And the people imagine a vain thing. I'll tell you why. Because they don't have no Bible to back it up. The carnal mind, the Bible says, is ended with God. The carnal mind goes where it ought not. The Bible brings the mind to where it ought to be. It brings every thought to obedience of Christ. It brings everything to where it ought to be in right perspective. Amen.
Amen.
Verse 2. Says the kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against His anointing, saying, let us break their bands asunder. Ain't it funny? Everybody wants to get rid of God, yet God wants everybody to go to heaven. Ain't that funny? I mean, they want to take God out. God wants to bring them in. The Bible said that He's even kind to the unthankful. That's the person who got up this morning and ate their breakfast and they didn't thank the Lord. And God didn't send out a bolt of lightning. But He sent kindness to them. And the Bible says the goodness of God leads to repentance. God's gracious and good. He loves us. He's got a nail hole in His hand. You know what? He still sticks it out and says, let me help you. Ain't that amazing, that kind of love? How can we turn that kind of love down? Amen? But God's gracious and good. Y'all come in on a rough service. I can't make no apology for it. But I hope you just kind of eat through like watermelon, spit out what you can't, eat what you can. But listen, the world wants to get rid of God, and God wants to save the world, and it just beats all I've ever seen. I don't know why in the world we can't see the gracious God of heaven reaching out to us and pleading with us to come to Him. You want to hear a plea from God? He said, come there, save the Lord, and let us reason together. Though your sin be scattered, I'll make them white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, I'll make them as white. I'll tell He pleads. Amen. It says, come to me. The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against His anointing, saying, let us break their band asunder and cast their cords from us. Ain't that amazing? So, Acts 17, verse 28 says, for in Him, talking about the Lord, we live and move and have our being. And they want to get rid of the Lord. How are we going to live without Him? Hold your breath there a minute. And just imagine you ain't got another one to take. How long are you going to live? He gives you that breath. He gives you that heartbeat. He He gives you that mind to be able to say, Lord, you're right and I'm wrong. He gives you that ability to know that He's right. He's righteous. And everything He does, He's right.
Amen.
Amen. Anita. Verse 4 of Psalms chapter 2 says this, He that sits in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord will have them in derision. They'll not outsmart Him. The Bible said the world by wisdom knew not God. But yet, the Lord by wisdom founded the heavens. He made it all. He set it all in order. Y'all may not realize this, but this planet's rotating right now.
Amen.
It's got just enough gravity on it. I just jump. I can't hit the ceiling. But if I couldn't jump, it'd be too much gravity. And if I jumped and I went through the roof, that'd be not enough gravity. I've got just enough gravity. If I leave this planet, I've got to take everything I need with me. I've got to take my water, my oxygen. See, the Lord formed the earth. He formed it to be inhabited. I've got everything I need here. But the thing that makes it even better is I've got Him.
Amen.
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 He's my all-sufficiency.
Amen.
With Him, I can go all the way. Jesus said, without me, you can do nothing. There's so many people trying to do things without the Lord. I'll tell you, boy, He's gracious and good. He's kind, long-suffering, patient. Never gives up.
Amen.
Man, if I was the Lord, I'd done cooked a few people. I'd done cast them. There's a few I can name right now. I'd already be in hell. But God's not like me. He gave Jezebel space to repent. But He went on to say she repented not. Now, I don't know why in the world she didn't, but I know one thing, He's just. And what He did, He said, I gave her space to repent. But I'll tell you why there's so much confusion. Because we're trying to live lives that are contrary to God. God gave life to Adam. He breathed in his nostrils. He became a living soul. And now men have copied that, and they found out through CPR they can bring somebody back to life. Tell you what, let man make man out of the dust of the ground and let man breathe in his nostrils, let him come a living soul. Then he'll show himself to be God. But until then, I'll tell you what, let the Lord be God. He breathed the breath of life into Adam. He became a living soul. We've got much to do with Him. Pilate said, what shall I do with this Jesus, which is called Christ? You know what his wife said, Sophia? She said, have nothing to do with that just man. I've suffered many things today in a dream because of him. There ain't no way not to have nothing to do with Jesus. We just got too much to do with him. Amen. Hallelujah. Everything goes better with Jesus. Everything does. Amen. But you know what he says? Come now. Come. And let us reason together. Let me help you. Psalms 46 verse 1 says, God's our refuge and strength. A very present help, time of trouble. You know where we're at? We're in a daze. It's kind of like a time of trouble. You know what verse 10 says? It says, be still and know that I'm the Lord. Sometimes I wake up early in the morning, I lay there in that warm bed and I'm just real still. And I just sit there and just bask in the love of God. Be still and know that I'm God. Just too much evidence. Job 37 verse 7 says, He sealeth up the hand of every man, that all men everywhere may know His work. Every atheist looking Him right in the face is endorsement of His Creator right there on His hand. He sealeth up the hand of every man that all men everywhere may know His work. Just too much evidence. Too much evidence. Hallelujah. The FBI know about it. They'll track you with it. But God said He seals up the hand of every man that all men everywhere may know His work. Why have we got so much confusion? I'll tell you why. Too much dust on this Bible. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 4, verse 4, man should not live by bread alone, but by every word proceeds out of the mouth of God. Jesus said, if you be my disciples, John chapter 8, verse 30, He said, continue in my word, in verse 31, He said, you'll know the truth, and the truth will make you free. The Bible said in 1 John chapter 5, verse 13, we know that no lies are the truth. There's so many lies being told today. It's good to know your Bible. Like I said, you know, when you know your Bible, truth has a certain ring to it, and that ring is the Holy Spirit of God bearing witness with the truth of the Word of God.
Amen.
I don't know how many times, boy, I've help from falling into a hurtful snare just because of the ring of truth and the Word of God. I knew enough Bible to know better. I've had men try to come, and they will. They'll try to sell you a bill of goods. They'll say, let me trade you this for that. And I say, what would I want to make a trade like that for? Man, I'm glad to know my Bible. Read the Bible completely through 17 times. But I do believe the first time was the time that made the biggest difference. First time I read that Bible through, it was like going on an adventure.
Amen.
To a place I'd never been before. And so glad that not only I went there, but I could go as many times as I wanted to. And I'll say this about the Bible. It don't ever get stale. You read Reader's Digest one time, you read it again, be a waste of time, but you read the Bible through it many times you want to, and it'll be just as fresh the last time as it was the first time.
Right.
Nuggets in there. Treasures in there. Truths in there.
Amen.
Woo! Hallelujah. God said, draw nigh to me and I'll draw nigh to you. I'll tell you one thing, and I did think this for 34 years. I thought God was my enemy. But He's my friend. He's a friend sits closer than a brother. He's a friend loves at all times. All right. Let me, Father, we thank You for the message today. Thank You for the visitors. Lord, we try to be gracious. And we pray that we were. And I pray the Holy Spirit of God would confirm the words that I spoke today were true from the Word of God. Lord, may You be, I pray, honored in this invitation. May You, I pray, Lord, the Bible said, let every soul be subject to God, to the higher powers. I pray You'll help today, Father. Those that are in danger of hell to come forward, get a refuge for their soul, get saved. And Lord, for Your praise and glory, we'd sure like to see it. And we'll thank You and ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. I'd like to ask everybody to stand, please. We're going to give an invitation. What's an invitation, Brother Eddie? It's an opportunity to have a home in heaven. It's an opportunity to take Jesus with you. He said, I'll never leave you. Lo, I'm with you always, even the end of the world. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. Been walking with me now for 25 years. It's not hard to know the Lord.
178.
If you need to come, don't waste your time. Come right now, young or old. Bless you, William. Lord, we thank You for Brother William, Lord, for the good example, the godly example. Brother William says, Father, I pray You not be alone on this hall. I pray right now by the Holy Spirit, help of God. Lord, there be others join Brother William on this hall. Lord, I pray for that one here this morning, might be near his tail. I pray, Father, even right now, the pains of hell get a hold of them, like a woman in travail with child. And they realize the urgency of this matter and get a refuge for their soul and get saved. Lord, we don't know the heart like You do. Lord, we preach the Word of God, knowing it won't return void, it'll prosper the thing You sent to do. Help, Lord, this morning. In Jesus' name. Amen. Bless You, Brother William. Bless You, Brother Anthony. Father, we thank You, Lord, to see godly men here on the altar, Father. Lord, we just pray for these two beloved brothers. Lord, pray You magnify Yourself in their lives. Lord, I pray they'd lead many, Lord, to know the Lord. Thank You, Father. Bless them. Jesus. Amen. Lord, we thank You, Father. Lord, for little Peyton, your charity. Lord, we'll take the plates here this morning. Lord, I pray You put Your hand upon them like my hands on them, Lord. I pray You bless them. Lord, I thank You, Father, of young people, Lord. Showing, Lord. Lord, that they can come forward. Pray and talk to God. I pray You bless charity and Chelsea. Lord, hearken to their prayer. Answer it, Lord, that in Your riches and glory grant their petition. I don't know what they're praying about, God. Lord, You know all of the heart and all the matter. Lord, there's nothing too hard for You. I pray You'll grant their petitions. Amen. Bless you, girls. Praise the Lord. Before we sing another song, let me ask real quickly, every head be bowed, please. Just for 1 second. Is there somebody here this morning, Brother Eddie, I'm not saved. Please remember me in prayer. I don't want to go to hell. I want God to know I want to go to heaven. Is there somebody here this morning, Brother Eddie, I'm not saved. God bless that hand. Is there anybody else here this morning, Brother Eddie? I'm not saved. I want God to know. I want to go to heaven when I die. You'll raise that hand, God will see it, and I'll see it, I'll pray for you, but God will acknowledge it. I'll tell you what, buddy, he stood between me and hell. If he hadn't, I'd have made it. I was on my way to hell, to the dead end street. You're here this morning, you're lost. God already knows that. And I'll tell you what he likes. The Bible said that the Lord desires truth and inward parts. If you'll raise that hand this morning, God will see that. He'll grant you mercy. There's mercy to be had. There's grace to be given. I'll tell you right now, boy, great mercies. There's somebody else this morning. Seen one hand go up to another this morning? All right, Brother Melvin.
177. Let's sing verse 2 then.
177.
All to Jesus
I surrender. All to Him I freely give.
I will enter love
and trust Him. I surrender all. I surrender all.
All to Thee, my
blessed Savior. I surrender all.
All to Jesus.
I surrender
all.
Feet I bow, worldly pleasures all.
What you got here, buddy? What you got here, buddy?
I surrender all.
What you got here?
I'm ready now.
Well, you tell me. What you got? Tell Jesus. Say, Lord Jesus. Pray like this. Lord Jesus, I want to be saved. I want you to forgive me my sins right now. I want you to come in my heart and be my Savior. And I'm going to take it by faith. Come on, he's my Savior. Lord, He said, for with the mouth confession is made, with the heart man believeth for righteousness. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. It's not hard to get saved. It's just hard sometimes to ask.
Let's sing the
last again. Oh, I didn't see that. I didn't see your hand. Lord, I pray for Levi this morning, Lord. Margaret said his heart was pounding. Lord, we know that's so, Lord. I pray, Father, from heaven's throne, Lord, you confirm this young heart, even right now, for Levi. Lord, that you heard this prayer. Lord, that you gave him, Lord, that pounding in the heart. Lord, I pray you confirm it. Father, I pray, Lord, with the faith that he needs to believe you and receive you as his Savior. I thank you, Lord. Ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Did you ask the Lord to save you, Levi? That's all he asked you to do, buddy. Tell you what I want you to do. I want you to read the Gospel of St. John, okay? You know what I'm talking about? Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Did you read that? I'll tell you why. God will speak to you now. All right. We had a young boy come up here. Said his heart was pounding.
Good.
He asked the Lord to forgive him. Asked the Lord to save him. I don't try to tell somebody they're saved. I'd rather him tell it. But I appreciate Levi obeying the Lord this morning. He come up here. I didn't see his hand go up, but evidently he's raising his hand. I didn't see it. I praise the Lord for little Levi.
Amen.
Somebody gets saved, I tell them immediately read the Gospel of St. John. The reason I do, because God will manifest himself to them. They'll know him. He'll know them by the Word of God. Anybody got a word in your heart this morning?
Well, hey, you know, Levi, he'll tell you the truth. He's been hurt, don't you?
Yeah.
Well, we need to be.
Bless his heart. Anybody got a word in your heart this morning? What you got, Sophie?
I thank the Lord we go down for lunch. Everybody
on the
God.
Tell
me if there ain't
a
need.
Bless you,
Sophie. Right.
What?
And my husband the same
way. All right. Well said.
We are being
very thankful. Bless you, Sophie. Well said there. Amen. I agree with what she said. I saw that in my father. He got where he couldn't eat. He just looked at it. You know, I said, Daddy's going to eat. He said, not right now. I might eat later. That's a blessing you take for granted. Be able to sit down and have an appetite, be able to eat food and stuff. Anybody else got a word? I want to thank the Lord for our visitors come in. Sorry you got in a little bit late. We started a little earlier than most, but good to have y'all. My name's Brother Eddie Wade. I didn't get to... What's your name?
Janice Parker.
Janice? What about your name, sweetie?
Luann.
Luann?
Autumn.
Autumn, good to have y'all here this morning. We're going to have a meal back here in the back here in just a minute. I hope you don't run off. Stay for a little while. We're going to have a meal back in the back. There'll be plenty. I'd like for you to stay if you would. Yeah.
I don't like admitting this, but I'm not always a perfect person. I'm learning. And I'm
bless you, brother.
Y'all. Thank y'all for this church.
Bless you, brother.
Thank you for having an altar we can go to.
Yeah.
And not be criticized.
That's right. Amen.
That's what that altar's for.
Bless you, brother Anthony.
Amen.
And if not for other people sitting back here saying, why is he or she going there?
Yeah.
So thank y'all.
Amen.
Bless you, Brother Anthony. I know exactly what you're saying there, Brother. Been there myself. I know exactly what you're saying.
I like
everybody
remember Bobby Dale Burton. I forgot it
one
ago.
Bobby Dale Burton?
One had a
tractor accident, yeah.
Well, he came home and then he had to go to the hospital down here. And the Lord has been telling me to go see him. Because I know Bobby Dale, he's my cousin.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't want to go. But I have another cousin that died, and his funeral was Thursday. So I was going to go to funeral, but instead of that,
he passed away.
No, it was my other cousin.
Oh.
But instead of going to that lady's funeral, I went straight off to that. And the Lord was there before I was.
Amen.
And he did make it. I'm not talking to him saved, but he was sure of what
he made. Amen.
He was sure of a different person than what I've ever saw.
Amen.
Yeah.
And then the next morning, they had to take him back to Lexington. So
he's
been a bad
child.
Yeah.
He needs
prayer.
But we'll be praying. Just pray that if he's not right, that he will get right.
Right.
Because we've done went to one funeral in the last couple of weeks. So, in our heart, we know that he's our hope for the man. And it's awful. It's terrible to go to a funeral when you know somebody that you care for is $2 not only being in heaven as a man.
Amen. Bless you, Marty.
I'm really glad I
went to Amen. I was writing our visitor's name down here. I agree with everything you said there, Sister Margaret. Amen. Lucille, Alden, and what was yours? Luann?
Janice,
I got it all wrong, didn't I? Okay, Janice, Luann?
And
Autumn.
Luann? And
Autumn. Janice, Luann, and Autumn. I got the Autumn? All right. All right.
Brother Eddie, yeah. Can we all say the Levi's hand and welcome
to Christian? We'll be glad to do that. We'll shake little Levi's hand here. This young man come up here. It's not easy to come forward. We'll give him right hand of fellowship. Amen. God bless you there, buddy. Little Levi. He's been aiming to do this for a long time. It ain't as easy as you might think to jump up here and come up here, but he finally did. Little Lamy ain't your sister there. Now, Charity, she's one of them that instrumental in getting people to come. I think she may have got him by the ear and pulled him up here. I don't know. But I am glad he came. Was he? All right. Are we having service tonight?
I guess.
Okay. We're going to have service tonight, 5 o'clock. I wasn't sure. I know one Easter Sunday, some was wanting to spend some time with the family, but we're going to have service tonight, 5 o'clock. Hallelujah. Fashion the cat. Yeah. Always have been famous. And we're going to have food back in the back. And let's be dismissed. We'll go back there to the back. dismisses Brother Edward.